Welcome, fellow space explorers, to another episode of the Hitchin Post podcast, where today we delve into the magical and mysterious world of classic television. I'm your host, as usual, Hitch, and this time we are setting our sights on a show that has captivated audiences for generations, The Clangers. The Clangers first graced our screens in 1969. It is a British stop-motion animated series featuring small, pink, mouse-like creatures who live on a small blue planet far, far away. The series was made by Small Films, the company set up by Oliver Postgate, who was the show's writer, animator and narrator, and Peter Firmin, who was its model maker and illustrator. Firmin designed the characters, and Joan Firmin, his wife, knitted and dressed them. The music, often part of the story, was provided by Vernon Elliott. The Clangers were set on a small, hollow planet, populated by these lovable, long-nosed creatures. The planet is home to blue skies, strange plants, and all sorts of unusual things. But perhaps the most distinctive aspect of this world is the music that fills the air. The Clangers themselves communicate through a series of whistles, which, though initially bizarre, quickly becomes understandable to the audience. Each episode follows the Clangers as they go about their day-to-day lives, encountering various strange and wonderful things along the way. They are joined by other creatures such as the Soup Dragon, the Iron Chicken, and of course, the Froglets, each adding their own unique charm to the show. The show was originally intended to be educational, with each episode exploring a different theme or teaching a different lesson. However, what really captured the hearts of the audience was the sheer charm and whimsy of the world that Postgate and Firmin had created. But where did the idea for the Clangers come from? Well, according to Oliver Postgate, the idea came to him while he was lying in bed one night, trying to think of a new idea for a children's television show. He looked out of the window and saw the moon, and the rest, as they say, is history. The show was a hit right from the start, with its quirky characters, imaginative stories, and unique visual style, capturing the hearts of children and adults alike. It ran for two series in the late 1960s and early 1970s, before being revived in 2015 for a new generation. Now, let's take a closer look at some of the key characters in The Clangers. First up, we have The Clangers themselves. Small, pink and mouse-like creatures who live in a cosy blue cave. They communicate through a series of whistles which, although initially difficult to understand, quickly become second nature to the audience. They ate only green soup harvested from the planet's volcanic soup wells and blue string pudding. Then, of course, we have the Soup Dragon, a large but friendly creature who lives in a cave and makes the delicious soup for the Clangers. She's known for her kind heart and her delicious recipes, which often include strange and unusual ingredients. Next, we have the Iron Chicken, a mechanical bird who lives in a nest made of scrap metal. She is a loyal friend to the Clangers and is always there to help them out when they need it. And finally, we have the Froglets, a group of small green creatures who live in a pond on the Clangers planet. They are mischievous and playful and are always getting into all sorts of trouble. Although The Clangers only ran for two series, its impact has been felt for generations. It has inspired countless other television shows, films and even books, and its influence can still be seen today. I personally never forget my mysterious adventures with The Clangers, and as I have journeyed through life, I've met many people who, even if not around during its first run, will know them by the whistling speech across countries and continents. In 2015, The Clangers was revived for a new generation, with Michael Palin providing the narration and the original stop-motion animation style being retained. The new series was a hit with both children and adults and introduced the Clangers to a whole new audience. So what is it about the Clangers that has made it such a beloved and enduring classic? Well, I think it's the show's unique combination of charm, whimsy and imagination that sets it apart. It's a show that appeals to the child in all of us with its colourful characters, imaginative stories and infectious sense of fun. And so, as we come to the end of our journey through the whimsical world of the Clangers, I hope you've enjoyed exploring this magical and mysterious place as much as I have. Until next time, fellow space explorers, keep looking to the stars, and may the Clangers be with you. Thanks for joining us on today's The Hitching Post. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe for more adventures through the world of classic television, video games, and more. Until next time, goodbye.